हरि हरि बोल। ओम गणाथ मिलनस्या गणंजना शिलकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलिताम् येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। So for those of you who just joined us, this is the Brajmandal Parikrama. We're going to be a little rasika today. Sorry. So we've decided to start the Brajmandal Parikrama at Govardhan because that's where I live. If you go on my Facebook page, you'll see that that's my home. And Govardhan is the highest of all the pilgrimage places in Braj. And the highest place at Govardhan is Radhakundashai Mukund area. So, first we're going to talk a little bit. Does this work? Oh, there we go. I got it. We're going to talk a little bit about how Govardhan got to be there. There's basically two stories. One story is the famous story of Palashtamuni. Palashtamuni wanted to bring a hill to Kashi. Oh, Hare Krishna. Too much. You're playing now, right? Okay. We're playing also. Thank you. Adult play. So he went to Govardhan's father and he said, "Can I take Govardhan?" Of course, Govardhan is an eternally liberated associate of the Lord. To Kashi. So Govardhan said, "Let's make a deal. You can take me to Kashi, but if you put me down anywhere, I'm staying there." So by Krishna's mercy, Palashtamuni had a call of nature. I think everybody knows what a call of nature is. And he had to put Govardhan down in Braj. And so when he got... This is interesting. When he finished his call of nature, he tried to pick Govardhan up again, and he couldn't pick Govardhan up. And just like I can't pick the microphone up. All right. I think it's easier if I go like this. Thank you. Take it away. So he couldn't pick Govardhan up, and he got extremely angry. And you know what happens when sages get angry? They take out their little water pot and they throw water at you. And he cursed Govardhan to shrink by the size of a mustard seed every day. So in the beginning, Govardhan was like 100 kilometers high. And now he's very small. Of course, the real explanation for Govardhan's height is that when Krishna left the planet, he felt great depression and therefore he became smaller. That's one story. Here's another story. Here's our friend. What's his name? Hanuman. Actually, Hanuman's one of my favorite personalities. So Hanuman was helping build the bridge to Lanka. And he thought, "Oh, there's this big mountain I can carry to help build the bridge." And what happened is that he heard a voice from the sky as he was carrying Govardhan. And the voice said, "Put Govardhan down here in Braj." And then Govardhan got a little upset. He thought, "I want to serve Lord Ram." And then there was another voice from the sky. And that voice said, You will get a chance to serve Lord Ram when he walks on you as Krishna. So these are two stories about the origin of Govardhan. I don't know if you can see this too clearly, but this is a scale picture of Govardhan, surrounded by the various pastimes that took place. Several years ago, I gave Satchinananda Maharaj a wall-sized copy of this picture. I think some of you may remember that. Okay. So, here's Krishna lifting Govardhan. So, of course, that's what Govardhan is most famous for. When Krishna saved the residents of Vrindavan. So, the different pilgrimage places in Vrindavan were originally established by Krishna's great-grandson named Rajanava. Naba. He was the son of Aniruddha. And Aniruddha was the son of who? Does anyone know? Nobody knows. Starts with a P. Yes, Pradyumna. So Aniruddha was the son of Pradyumna, and so he was Krishna's great-grandson. He came to Vrindavan, to Braj, and he had a kirtan, and all of Krishna's associates, the gopis and Radha and Krishna, appeared out of the ground. And he, in this way, he re-established the pilgrimage places in Braj. Of course, in the modern day and age, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan re-established those pilgrimage places. So we're going to start the pilgrimage of Govardhan at the town of Govardhan. So this is the basic layout of the town. There's the Manasa Ganga, which is the largest body of water in Braj. And there's different kuns around the Manasa Ganga. There's the mouth of Govardhan, the Mukara Vinda temple. There's Brahmakund. There's the Haridev temple. Haridev is the presiding deity of Govardhan. So let's start. Here we go. So we'll start at the Mukara Vinda temple. That means the mouth of Govardhan. So this is the mouth that was established, actually proven by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He accepted this as the mouth of Govardhan. And what they do is they feed Govardhan continually in his mouth. There is another Mukara in the temple, which is near the city of Jatipur. But that Mukharavinda is accepted by the Balabhacharya sect. They're known as the Pushti Marg. And so we don't accept that as the mouth of Govardhan. We accept this as the mouth of Govardhan. So this is the Manasa Ganga. Another picture of the Manasa Ganga. Another nice picture of the Manasa Ganga. And you see Govardhan coming out in the middle, because the Manasa Ganga is actually over Govardhan. Now, there's an interesting story about the Manasa Ganga. It means the Ganga that came from the mind of Krishna. What happened is that once upon a time, there was a demon, and the demon's name was Vatsa Sura. Vatsa means calf. And Asura means demon. So Krishna naturally killed the calf demon. But we know that you're supposed to protect cows and calves, right? Yeah. We don't eat cows, and we don't eat calves. And we don't eat prasad. Breathe. You know what prasad is? Does anyone know what that is? That's a little pig. We eat prasad,
right? But not prasad. How do you pronounce it?
For those of you who don't speak the language here, it means little pigs. We eat prasadam, but not little pigs.
This is something I learned while I'm learning Serbo Croatian.
So, anyway, so Krishna killed this demon, and the coward boy said, "We're not going to play with you anymore, Krishna, because you killed a cat. The only remedy is for you to go bathing in the Ganges." And so Krishna produced the Ganges from his mind. And he went bathing and he was able to play with the coward boys. Later on, Nanda Maharaj wanted to go to the actual Ganges. And Krishna said, "No, the Ganges is here." And Nanda Maharaj said, "I don't believe you." And Krishna said, "All right, Ganga Devi, come out and tell him the truth." So Ganga Devi came out and said, "Here I am. You don't have to go to the Ganges." Because Krishna does not want his devotees to leave Vrindavan. And Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. When Krishna apparently leaves Vrindavan, that is Vasudev Krishna. But Nanda Kumar Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. And another story about the Manasa Ganga is, once upon a time, the gopis, they wanted to cross the Manasa Ganga with their milk products. So Krishna made sure that he was the only boatman there. And he dressed up like an old man. And so he took the gopis on his boat. And then he said, "I have no more power to row the boat. I am hungry. Give me some milk products to eat." So he ate the milk products. And then he said, "I'm tired. You have to massage my arms and legs." They thought he was an old man. And the gopi said, We will take your arms and legs and throw you in the water. So row." So then he started to row. And there was a storm. And he said, "The boat is sinking, so you have to throw everything out in the water." So they threw all their milk products out in the water. And then he said, "It's still too heavy. You have to throw your clothes out." And they said, "We'll throw you out." And then it started rocking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And finally, Radharani saw that this old man had a flute sticking out from his belt. And she grabbed him, and then they had their water pastimes. That's another pastime on the Manasa Ganga. By the side of the Manasa Ganga is the Bhajan Kutir of Sanatan Goswami. Now, this is a very interesting place. It's right next to the temple of Lord Shiva, known as the Chakaleshwar Mahadev Temple. So, chakra means the Krishna Sudarshan Chakra, which protected Govardhan Hill during Indra's torrential rainstorm. So Lord Shiva resides there as the Dikpala, the protector of this area of Vrindavan. Every area of Vrindavan has a protector, Lord Shiva manifestation. So this is called Chakaleshwar Mahadev, which we'll see in a second. So what happened is that there were many mosquitoes here. Sanatan Goswami was chanting. And Sanatan Goswami said, "I can't stay here anymore. Too many mosquitoes." But then Lord Shiva came and said, "I will take care and save you from the mosquitoes." And that's what happened. So Sanatan Goswami
He is considered like the Acharya of the whole Braj and Govardhan area. Just like recently, we had Guru Purnima. Everyone's heard of Guru Purnima? So Prabhupada said that generally the Vaishnavas celebrate the spiritual master's appearance or disappearance day on the actual birthday, not on Guru Purnima. Whereas the Mayavadis, they celebrate the spiritual master's whatever appearance or disappearance on Guru Purnima. But there's one thing that happens in Guru Purnima, it's the disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami. So since he's considered the guru of all of Braj, all the Brajavasis come out on that particular day to circumambulate Govardhan Hill. Here's Chakaleshwar Mahadev. Chakaleshwar Mahadev Ki Jai. So we need the permission of Lord Shiva to enter the holy Dham. Of course, we understand Lord Shiva is not God, but he's the greatest servant of God. And the presiding deity of the Manasa Ganga is Manasa Devi. Manasi Devi. Here she is. It's Manasa Devi who is the presiding deity. So the tradition is that when you do Govardhan Parikrama, you first have to get permission from Haridev. This is what the Goswami said. I know sometimes the devotees start Govardhan Parikrama right outside Radha Kund. But this is the bona fide way to start at this Haridev temple. This is a replica of the deity of Haridev that was self-manifested by Krishna. Krishna was hiding out from the gopis. And the gopis, they kept chanting, Haridev, Haridev. Haridev, Haridev, where are you? In separation. And then this deity became manifest. So that's the Haridev deity. He is the manifestation of Krishna that's in charge of the Govardhan Parikrama. He's the Govardhan Parikrama deity. So one has to pray to him for permission. And of course, there's the water of the Brahmakund when Lord Brahma performed Abhishek to Krishna. Okay, and now we start on the path around Govardhan Hill. This is the original temple, the original Dangati temple. There's a newer temple, and Gati means path, through the city of Govardhan. But this is the original one. And then we first see Govardhan, and there's footprints of Krishna there. The devotees circumambulate. And here's Krishna's footprint. You can't see that clearly. And interestingly enough, there's Lakshmi Narayan deities, one of the first deities you see. And then we come across the ISKCON Mahal, or ISKCON's palace. And this palace was renovated, it was a king's palace. And it was renovated by His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And the presiding deities there are Krishna and Balaram. And of course they have deity of Prabhupada and Gaura Nithai there. This is the Samadhi, the Pushpa Samadhi of Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. His actual Samadhi is in Mayapur right next to Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi. So this is our group going around Govardhan. You may recognize some of the devotees. Some of the devotees are from this area. This Anuradha. And let's see. Anyway, you recognize anybody else? Manjari Gopi is there. Me? I'm from Govardhan. I'm not from here. So we had an international crew here. There's some devotees from Finland, some devotees from India.
some devotees are from Fiji, Australia, New Zealand. So the first place we come to after this is called the Dana Nivartana Kunda. It's a very interesting story surrounding this kunda. Once upon a time, the gopis, they were bringing their milk products to Govindakund for a sacrifice. And then Krishna became a tax collector. And Krishna said to them, stop, you have to pay taxes. This story is told by various acharyas. And Donna Kelly, it's told in Donna Kelly Comedy is one of the books, Raghunath Das Goswami's book. And this, and so what happened is that Krishna stopped them and he said, you have to pay taxes. And they said, who are you? And he said, I am the king of Vrindavan. And so the gopis asked Vrindadevi, do you recognize this guy? And she said, no, I've never seen him before. Of course she had. So then Krishna proceeded to tell them how much taxes they should pay. And it was a very interesting romantic discussion. Like he would say to Radharani, for your beautiful eyes you should pay so many thousands of jewels. For your beautiful nose, so many thousands of whatever. So in this way he went over all over her transcendental body. And of course the taxes were much too much for them to pay. So they got angrier and angrier. And Krishna said, all right, you can come back tomorrow and pay your taxes. But leave Lalita here as a hostage. Then they got so angry. Finally, Apurnamasi came and resolved the dispute and said, they will come back tomorrow. So they came back the next day with millions of gopis. They overpowered Krishna and the coward boys, tied them to trees, beat them with sticks, and Krishna had to offer his humble dandavats at Radharani's lotus feet. So this happened at the Dana Nivartana Kund. Here's an interesting relief panel of Krishna collecting taxes. This is called Chandra Sarovara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited this place. And this is known as the place where the moon remained full for one whole nighttime of Lord Brahma as Krishna and the gopis danced their rasa dance. There's a very nice deity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the banks of this Chandra Sarovara. Close to that is a place called Chaturbhuja. The name Chaturbhuja means four arms. Now we know in Vrindavan, Krishna only has two arms. But sometimes he tries to hide from the gopis. And when he's trying to hide from the gopis, sometimes he makes believe he is Narayan. And when he makes believe he's Narayan, the gopis, of course, offer their obeisances to him. And they say, please accept our humble obeisances, Narayan. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Not really, but anyway. They don't say that. But anyway, so they say, please accept our obeisances, but where is Krishna? So they're not very much interested in Narayan. Because Narayan is worshipped in awe and reverence. And Krishna is worshipped in spontaneous devotion. And if you want to go to Braj, you have to transcend awe and reverence. Of course, in the beginning, we must worship Krishna in awe and reverence. Don't try to imitate the residents of Braj prematurely. Just like if any of you try to imitate Hanuman and you try to jump, what will happen? You fall on your face. You'll smash your bones. Just like you're here in Vrishika Gauranga, there's many nice cliffs. So try jumping. No, don't try jumping. Then you'll die. So this is the original deity of Chaturbhuj installed by Brajanabha. So this is a very rare picture. They don't let you take pictures of this deity. But we have a trick for taking pictures of deities in Vrindavan. I have two disciples there. They're a young couple. Young man, his name is Mayapur Chandra. And his wife's name Champakalata. And they're a very attractive couple. He looks like Rambo. And she looks like what? What's her? Like a very pretty girl. So we send her in to talk to the pujari, and then we can take a picture. It works very well. Don't try that. So this is how we get to these temples. We walk through the fields. Most of the devotees who have been to Govardhan have not seen these temples because you have to really go outside of the Govardhan area. So as we proceed around Govardhan, we get to this kund that's also some distance away from Govardhan that is called Gauri Kund. Gauri Kund also has a very interesting story attached to it. The story is as follows. Once upon a time, Radharani got very angry at Krishna. Krishna likes to make her angry because he likes to see her anger. So he enjoys very much. So when he was talking to her, he mentioned Chandravali's name. And she just left. She said, I don't want to see that Krishna again. So Krishna was thinking, what trick can I make to see her again? And then it was decided that Krishna would dress up like a lady. In English, we call that dressing in drag. You ever heard of that before? So Krishna had Vrindadevi arrange some nice clothes. And he went to where Radharani was in Gauri Kund, now where there's a deity of Durga. At the same time, we have Abhimanyu and Jatila. Abhimanyu is Radharani's so-called husband, and Jatila is Radharani's so-called mother-in-law. So they sort of thought that Krishna and Radharani were together at Gauri Kund. And so they thought, we will catch them. And then Abhimanyu was thinking, then I will send her away to some other village where that rascal Krishna can't go near her. So they went and they saw her. Krishna's pet peacock was right outside of Gauri Kund. And so they snuck in and they opened the door to Gauri Kund, the Gauri temple of Gauri. And Radharani saw them and she fainted in anxiety. But remember, Krishna was dressed up like a woman. So what happened is that she fainted in such a way that it looked like she was offering dandabats to Krishna. And Krishna was dressed up exactly like the deity of Gauri.
So Krishna understood what to do because he's very intelligent. Krishna said of course, they thought Radharani was offering obeisances to Gauri. But Krishna said, "Oh, Abhimanyu." He was talking as Gauri. He said, "You're going to be killed very soon." And then Jatila started to beg Krishna, who she thought was Gauri, "Please save my son, save my son, save my son." And he said, "There's no hope." Krishna said, as Gauri, "There's no hope. He's going to die because he committed an offense. He thought that Radharani was not chaste. He thought that Radharani was dancing with that devotee Krishna. But he's wrong. So because of that offense against a chaste woman, his wife, he will die." And they kept begging and begging. Finally, the deity Gauri said, that's Krishna, of course, said, "Only if you promise to always trust Radharani and never send her out of Vrindavan, will you be relieved from being killed?" So, of course, Abhimanyu said, okay. And then he left the Gaurikund area. And Radharani and Krishna continued their pastimes. So here you see a picture of Radharani bowing down at Gauri, who is Krishna's feet. And they think she's worshipping Gauri, but she's actually worshipping Krishna. And of course there is Abhimanyu and Jatila. Very interesting story. So before we reach the village of Anior, there is this place called Anakutchetra. Anakutchetra means the place where all the rice and chapatis and all of the foodstuffs that were offered to Govardhan 5,000 years ago were piled up. And where Krishna assumed a gigantic form. And that gigantic form ate all the foodstuffs up. And as he ate all the foodstuffs up, he said, "Anior, Anior, give me more, give me more." And they said, "No more. There is no more." And then they gave Krishna tulsi leaf and he was very happy. So that's the Anakutchetra place where that occurred. This is a very ancient temple in the middle of the city of Anior. It's a temple of Balaram and his brother. Who's Balaram's brother? That's good. At least you understood that. So this is a Dauji. The temple is called Dauji. These deities also are 5,000 years old, installed by Brajanaba. This is Balaram and his little baby brother, Krishna. Of course, they weren't that much difference in height like that. But many times you see the deities of Balaram and Krishna like this. In the town also you see the place of the Gopal Raj temple. This is where Madhavendrapuri installed Gopal after he found Gopal. Here's a closer shot of that temple. This temple itself is not very old, but it marks the place. And this, the Sankarshan Kun, right at the border of Anior. The Sankarshan Kun is the Kund of Balaram, where Balaram captured all the water that fell elsewhere in other places of Vrindavan when Indra was trying to kill everybody. And he put it all in a kund. This is the place where Madhavendra Puri discovered Gopal.
Madhavendra Puri was sitting chanting one day. This is Gopal, of course. I just want to show you the picture. Madhavendra Puri was sitting chanting one day, and this little boy came and brought him some milk. And then the little boy disappeared, and Madhavendra Puri had a dream, as you see here. The little boy said, "I'm hidden in the bushes," because the Muslims were smashing all the deities. "So please dig me out." The next day they dug him out and established the temple on top of Govardhan Hill and performed the Anakut ceremony. Anakut means grains and all sorts of other foodstuffs offered to Gopal. Gopal is no longer in Vrindavan. Does anyone know where he is now? What? Natwar, yeah. Because he was taken away because of the fear of the Muslims. Okay? And this area that we're entering near Anior, remember this is Sankarshan Kund, which I just showed you. And this is the temple, the Dauji temple. Who knows what Dauji means? And you know everything. Elder, it means elder brother. Dauji ki jai. Like if you go on the Braj, they'll prick him, you heard. Dauji ki jai. Anyway. So that's Dauji temple. And remember we saw the Gauri Kund, that's right here. This is just giving you an idea where everything is located. Okay. And then as we proceed around, then we get to the Govindakund area. We'll see these areas, what's happening here in a second. This area we'll see is the Indra Tila, where Indra performed puja for Krishna. There's the Gopal temple there, right on the banks of Govindakund. The Govindaji temple. And another temple here. Okay. So this is the famous Govindakund. Govindakund was formed when Indra was bathing Krishna, apologizing to Krishna after having tried to kill the residents of Vrindavan. This is Govindakund in the evening. So here's the story, of course. That once upon a time, Indra got very envious of Krishna because Krishna convinced the residents of Vrindavan not to worship him. Instead, worship Govardhan. And Govardhan assumed a huge form. And that's the story of Anior, Anior, I want more, I want more. Then Indra got so envious he tried to kill all the residents of Vrindavan. That's Indra up there and Airavata, his elephant. And the Sudarsan chakra protected Govardhan as Krishna lifted it. Remember we talked about the Chakaleshra area? Chakaleshra means the Ishwara of chakra. That means the chakra of Krishna, and Krishna is the Ishwara, controller of the chakra. And the chakra dried up the top of Govardhan Hill. And here's Balaram in the form of Seshanag, collecting all the water that fell elsewhere in Braj. So when Indra realized his mistake, he came down with the heavenly Surabhi cow and Airavata and performed the puja for Krishna. And he crowned Krishna, Govinda. So that's it. That name and Gopal was given by Indra. Of course, those are eternal names of Krishna, but for the pastime's sake, it appeared like he gave that name or those names. Right next to the Govindakund temple, there's a very nice Radha Krishna temple. And a place called Nipa Kunda, that's no longer a kund. This Nipa Kunda, Nipa means like a cup. And so the leaves of these trees, they form little cups. And the cowherd boys and Krishna, they would eat in this right next to the kund, using the leaves from the trees as cups. This is where Krishna was bathed by Indra. This is called the Indra Tila. It's right next to Govindakund. It's in a locked area, so most people can't get into it. In Madhavendra Puri, the great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described as the basically the root of ecstatic love in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, would sit on the banks of this Govindakund and chant his japa. This is his bathing place. And a special desire tree. Here I am making a wish. Just like everybody, we've heard the story of Aladdin's lamp. You've all heard the story? Watch out, you got a big thing there. Right there. So they would rub the lamp and make a wish. So the trees in Vrindavan are all desire trees. So we should wish for pure devotional service. One time I was with one of my god brothers in Vrindavan, and I wanted him to become a renunciate. So I went to the desire tree, and I hugged the desire tree, and I prayed, let him become renounced, let him never marry. And I said to this friend, I just prayed for you. And he said to me, don't pray like that. So he ran to the tree and prayed the opposite. He said, I want to be married, I want to marry. And prayed hard. 2 weeks later, he was married. So it depends on the strength of your desire. I mean, sometimes you can get something that you want, and if it's something material, it'll cause you pain. This is called the Doka Dauji Temple. Krishna was dancing the Rasa dance right by the side of Govardhan Hill. It's the inside of the temple. And as Krishna was dancing the Rasa dance, Balaram, who's right here, was watching. And Balaram got so shocked, that's why it's called Doka Dauji, that he even dropped his crown and left a mark on the hill. This is called the Balaram Mukut Shila. Mukut means like crown or hat. So Shila means like a stone. And Balaram Mukut Shila, the stone that has the imprint of Balaram's crown, is right by the side of Govardhan. As we went around, and some of you have experienced this, the devotees would build houses from the Govardhan Shilas. So this indicates that we want residence in the spiritual world. Some of the devotees built like 10-story houses. But that means they probably go to Vaikuntha instead of... Because Vaikuntha is opulent, and Vrindavan is very simple. If you want to go to Vrindavan, you have to be in a cowherd village. If you like to live in the city, then you can go to Dwarka. But in Vrindavan, you have to be milking cows and doing everything like that. Just like I talked to the devotees, and I asked them, who would like to go to the farm to milk cows? Nobody. They think it is romantic. They think, oh, it is so nice, the cows. You just talk to the cows and they give milk. It was like going into the kitchen and opening up the faucet, and the milk comes. It's not like that. You have to go out at 4 o'clock in the morning, milk the cows, and then again at 8 o'clock at night. Cold, rain, snow. Of course, in Vrindavan, there's no snow. And even if there is, it's warm. So you have to be ready to go to a farm if you want to go to Vrindavan. And there's no cars there either. Famous peacocks on top of Govardhan Hill. So we're rounding the tail of Govardhan. Govardhan is shaped like a peacock. And so with the tail of Govardhan, you see several things. There's the Nrsingadev temple. Because all the incarnations of Krishna exist at the tail of Govardhan. There's Kurma, Matsya, Varaha. They're all eternally living there at Govardhan's tail. As well as the two kuns, Navalkund and Apsarakund. Navalkund is Krishna Kund and Apsarakund is Radharani Kund. And what happened is they both saw each other, Radha and Krishna, and they melted and became the waters of that kund. We'll see that kund in a second. First, we're going to see the Nrsingha temple. This is a very ancient temple where the deity of Ugra Nrsingha is manifest. This deity, of course, is also 5,000 years old. And we enter into the temple. The Vajarya there is a very good friend of mine. And this is the older Vajarya. He passed away about 3 years ago. He had been serving these deities his whole life. So Nrsingha is there. And then, for our benefit, he lifts up the cloth. And I don't know if you can see, but Hiranyakashipu is being torn to bits on Nrsingadeva's lap. That's Ugra Nrsingha. Ugra Nrsingha. This is the Navalkund. Navalkunda is the Krishna Kund. These are considered to be like the Radhakund and Sharmakund of the tail of Govardhan. At the head, of course, we have the actual Radhakund and Sharmakund. But at the tail, we have Navalkund and Apsarakund. So Radha and Krishna saw each other, as I mentioned, and they melted and became the waters of these two kunds. This is Apsarakund. So here's Radha and Krishna melting and becoming the waters. So if you go swimming in these waters or take a snan bath, it's like swimming in liquid love of Radharani for Krishna and Krishna for Radha. This is a view from the air of the kunds. Coward boys also had many pastimes at this area. And the tail of Govardhan is called a punch, which means the tail. So there is this deity of Lota Baba at the tail of Govardhan, because the tail of Govardhan is right on the path that Krishna took when he was going to Mathura to kill Kamsa. Because at that point, Krishna was living in Nandagram. Does anyone know where Krishna was born? Where was Krishna born? What? Mathura, no. Gokula. He actually was not born in Mathura. That was an illusion. What happened is that Vasudeva Krishna, an expansion of Krishna, was born to Vasudeva and Devaki. And actually, Krishna was born to Yashodamayi. Actually, two. Yashodamayi gave birth to Krishna and a girl. So when Vasudeva, because there's a difference between Vasudeva and Vasudeva. Vasudeva is the father of of Vasudev Krishna. Remember how I'm pronouncing it? Vasudev or Vasudev. Vasudev is Krishna. Vasudev is Vasudev's father. It's a little complicated, but I think you understand. There's a long A or a short A in the beginning. So when Vasudev brought Vasudev to Vrindavan, then the Vasudev Krishna merged into Yashoda Nandana, into Krishna in Vrindavan. So actually, Krishna was born from Mother Yashoda. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains this. So when Krishna appeared to leave Vrindavan to go to Mathura, it was Vasudev Krishna, not Nanda Kumar. Everyone understands so far. And that as he was leaving, this one coward boy said, "I have to prepare some lunch for you." And Krishna said, "I'll take it when I come back." So this Lota Baba, he's still waiting for Krishna to come back. And he's on the tail of Govardhan. So this is the very tail of Govardhan, the tail of the peacock Govardhan. And as I mentioned before, the various incarnations of the Lord reside on this tail. And if one has spiritual vision, you can see these incarnations. Does anyone here have spiritual vision? No. Okay. So at least you should accept. But if you have Shastra Chakshus, if you have full faith, you'll actually see the incarnations there. See, there's Lord Varaha, there's Garuda, and then there's Vishnu on top of Garuda, Ram, all the incarnations. Okay. Another view of the tail. And this is from the top of the Nrisimha temple. You see the tail. And this is from the top of a water tower. There I am. I was too scared to climb the water tower. So that's what disciples are for. When you're too scared to do something, they're surrendered. They'll do anything you ask. Let them risk their lives. Anyways, so that was Mayapur Chandra who likes to do things like that. This under Govardhan, there's many caves where Radha and Krishna would meet and enjoy their pastimes. This cave is one of the many caves, and when I go there, sometimes I go into the cave and chant japa under Govardhan. And it's a very, very interesting experience. You just want to stay there forever. And one great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, name was Raghava Pandit, used to stay in this cave and chant japa. So if you ever go to this place at Govardhan, it's right by the side of Govardhan, as you round the tail, go into this cave and chant japa for at least 15 minutes. There's Radha and Krishna inside the cave, because that's the intimate place of their pastimes, that cave. Here's the inside. It's a little destroyed inside. And sometimes there's bats inside. You know, bats. But Krishna will protect you. There's also a Nachi temple right next to the tail of Govardhan. This is called Airavata, is the elephant carrier of Indra. And he left his footprint on the side of Govardhan, right near the tail. As Indra performed his puja to Govardhan and to Krishna, right by the side. Remember, we've just rounded the tail and we're headed back in the other direction. That's inside the Indrapuja shrine. Surabhi, the celestial cow, she stored the milk from the heavenly planets in which she used to bathe Krishna in this kunda. It's called Surabhi Kunda. There's many nice displays and carvings on the side of this kunda. It's Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. As we get near the city of Jatipur, we come, because Jatipur is directly opposite Aniyor, which is on the other side of the hill. We come to, hey, hi all. Krishna Shetra Prabhu Bijai. What a real Vaishnava. Of course, he's realized all these things in his heart. But spiritual television. So we come to a place called Rudan Kund. Where'd you get him a chair? You want a chair? You're right. Rudan Kund. Yeah, see? It's nice to serve Vaishnavas. So, Rudan Kund is sometimes called Rudra Kund. And this kund is always red. It was formed from the tears of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was watching one time Krishna's rasa dance. And, of course, he was watching Krishna's rasa dance in the form of Gopishvara Mahadev. Because no males are allowed to see the rasa dance. And even Narada Muni, as we'll say, talk about later on, had to become a gopi to see Krishna's rasa dance. His name was Naradi. So Lord Shiva formed this kund from his tears. Here's Lord Shiva crying. And next to that is the kund formed from the tears of the gopis when they were feeling separation from Krishna. This is right next to the city of Jatipur. Jatipur means the city of the sannyasi. So I'm very happy in that city. I was walking through that city one time and people, the pandas tried to ask some donations for me. And I said, you are in the wrong city. This is my city. This is Jatipur. And I pulled out my cape and I said, you give me a donation. This is Jatipur. You can ask for a donation in Aniyor. Give me more. But not in Jatipur. And Krishna the Coward Boys also played along this kund, along the banks of the kund. And right next to there is a place called Indra Kund, which was formed by the tears of Indra when Indra felt guilty after having attempted to kill the residents of Vrindavan. Many of these kunds are in disrepair and you have to walk through the forest to find them. Oh, within the city of Jatipur, there's this chila called the Dandavat Chila. And the tradition is that if you circumambulate and offer Dandavat to the Chila, you become free from any offenses that you might have committed when you were circumambulating Govardhan Hill. So many devotees do that. There's also the Mukharavinda of the Balabhacharya sect, which I mentioned before, which is right in the middle of the city of Jatipur. But we as Gaudiya Vaishnavas accept the Mukharavinda temple right by the Manasa Ganga. That's Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur stated that. So sometimes the gopis would perform marriages for Radha and Krishna. So during the Vedic marriage, of course, they would do this secretly, not that they would invite everybody. Obviously, they couldn't invite Abhimanyu and Jutila and Kutila. So they would do this secretly and tie the clothes of Radha and Krishna together. And one of the places they did this in is called Gantoli. This place of Gantoli is about 2 to 3 kilometers from actual Govardhan Hill. And next to this Gantoli, there's this Gulal Kund, where Radha and Krishna would enjoy the holy pastimes. And it's interesting, even today, during the holy season, this Kund changes colors. Even though people, of course, sometimes they're throwing dyes in it, but even though sometimes they don't throw dyes, the Kund actually starts to automatically, spontaneously change colors. All different, red, blue, green. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is another place Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit, and he chanted japa along the banks of this Gulal Kund. Here you see the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is a depiction of Radha and Krishna's holy pastimes. In different places in Braj, they celebrate on different days. And sometimes it gets very wild. For example, the holy in Varshana is where the women attack the men. And they throw colors and they beat them with sticks. Many years ago, I was in Vrindavan and I didn't know about this. So I said to the devotees, let's go to Varshana today. So we went to Varshana on that day. I didn't know anything about it. And filled up in the car. I got out of the car. And all the ladies said in Hindi, there he is! Get him! And the next thing I knew, I was covered head to foot and all sorts of different colors. And the ladies were, not in a heavy way, but they were beating me. So that's Varshana holy. And so you men don't go there on that day. It's actually quite ecstatic. I felt very happy afterwards. And Nandagram holy is the opposite. So it's on different days. The opposite is the men. You are, they don't touch them usually, but you know, it's. But the women were pretty ferocious on that day that I was there. But everyone had a joyful spirit. I mean, it's just, they were just like, it was fun. It's like water pistols. Not, what's it called? Pichari or something like that. Pichari, something like that. Where they have these like syringes. And in many places in the world where we have a predominant Indian population, like in Fiji, which happens to be part of my GBC zone too, we celebrate Holi. Even in the schools, they celebrate Holi. I was at one school where they took the principal and all the children doused him in colors, got even with him. And then we went through the middle of the city in another city and went into the stores and pulled the storekeeper out and doused every storekeeper with dyes. And then we went to different people's homes, doused the owner of the home in dyes, and the owner would invite us inside and take prasadam. So, but in Braj and in many places, Holi is like, it's just a wonderful festival. And we have, mainly in the villages, don't try to celebrate Holi in Delhi. Or even in the city of Vrindavan, they get a little wild. But if you go into the smaller villages, it's very, an amazing festival. So, Vilaja Kund It's a very interesting story. Here's the deities. I'll tell you the story in a second. The deities are called Vilachu Bihari. And these are older deities too. And Vilachu, what happened here is that Radharani had lost one of her earrings. And she was looking, digging in the ground for her earring. And Krishna happened to walk by. And Krishna said, "What are you doing, looking for my flute?" And she said, "No, I lost one of my earrings." And Krishna said, "Let me help you." So Krishna started to dig in the ground. And he came up with millions of different earrings. Some made of gold, diamonds, jewels, emeralds, sapphires, pearls, and presented them all to Srimati Radharani. So here you see Krishna presenting them. Then we come to Uddhava Kund. Now we know that when Uddhava observed the great love of the residents of Vrindavan, what did Uddhava say? Uddhava said, what did he pray for? Does anyone know? He prayed to become grass or dust in Vrindavan. Why? So the gopis could walk on him. So with this Uddhava Kund area, Uddhava resides in the grass. Hey! Another great soul. Another great Vrajavasi. Paladananda Maharaj ki jai. Leela Shuka ki jai.
Hare Krishna Maharaj ki jai.
No, no. Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. So, we're doing a Braj tour, but we're starting at Govardhan, because I don't know how much time I'll have for the next few days. So Uddhava resides here as the grass. Another shot of Uddhava Kund. And this is little Padma. She's now about 14 years old. And she and her family reside there at Govardhan. Now they're moving to Mayapur. This is the Pujari of the Uddhava Kund temple. The reason I have a picture of him is he is a great, great, wonderful Vaishnava. And his father did 1,000 parikramas of Govardhan to get him as a son. 1,000 parikramas of Govardhan. I have until 1, right?
12:30.
Oh, 12:30. Oh, no. You spoiled my fun. Alright, I was wondering why all you great souls would come here. Oh no. Anyway, we're gonna have to let me explain who he is and then we'll end. So his name is Giriraj also. And he's been serving the deities practically since he's been a little boy. And in the morning he does his sadhana, he's chanting, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and serving all the Vaishnavas who come and lives a very simple life. He's, you know, I really love him a lot. And he treats the devotees, ISKCON devotees, very nicely. These are the deities there. Uddhava Bihari. These are the newer deities that were installed more recently. And these deities are 5,000 years old, installed by Vrajanabha. Right next to the newer deities. There's two sets of Radha Krishna deities there. Okay. And I think that's all we have time for today, because the sadhus have arrived. So tomorrow we'll hopefully finish the Govardhan parikrama, and then after that we'll do the Radha Kund parikrama, and then we'll do the rest of Braj over the next few days. So personally, I'm very excited. Whenever I hear about Govardhan or Braj, I get very excited. So I hope you all enjoy this. To all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Giriraj ki jai, Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Vrindavan ki jai, Gaur Premananda. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.